The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Former contestant on NBC's The Voice, Anthony Evans, shares how the experience caused his world to expand.
Being in Hollywood got me connected to life outside of the four walls of church. I have never had friends, like a group of friends in my life who are non-believers. That's how sheltered I was. Not intentionally, but that's just my world. I'm a preacher's kid, Christian singer. That was my world. And I learned how to communicate my faith outside of the four walls, which is something I should have learned a long time ago.
Next on Life Today.
Thank you. Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to have Anthony, who is just one of the most gifted singers on the planet. Anthony Evans has been blessed. This is a pretty cool looking cover on his new CD, Real Life, Real Worship, and another great picture on the back. Now, I tell his dad that this is the Evans Network that I raise the money for so everybody can meet Tony's family. And Priscilla was here recently, and Tony's here often. It is a joy to have Anthony. Would you join Betty and me in saying, we're glad to have you, Anthony Evans.
Thank you. Glad
to have you, buddy.
Good to see you. Great to see you.
Well, you had a unique experience when you ended up on The Voice.
Very unique experience.
There you were. Tell us about it.
It was a very interesting phone call that I got almost 3 years ago now, with one of the casting team inviting me to come and be on this new show called The Voice. And it was the first season. It was actually untitled at that point. They didn't know the name. They were just telling me that Mark Burnett was going to do it. And they were giving me his resume, and they said, come on. Like, it was Monday. They wanted me in L.A. on Thursday for like 3 months. I was like, I don't think I can do it. So I told them I couldn't do the first season, and then I got a call back for the second season.
Wow.
And had lots of questions.
Now, did it start doing something to where then it got your attention after season one?
Well, it had my attention before season one, but then schedule-wise, I could do season two.
Oh, okay. Because
it was more time. First season, they were trying to get it done really quick. So it was a very unique experience. Felt weird leaving what I was used to, which is being here with you guys. That's something, something I'm used to doing.
Sure. Yeah.
To go to Hollywood, which is very not the Bible Belt. You know what I mean? So it was different for me. But that started experience that has changed my life internally as well as externally. What I'm doing.
Well, when you say that, it's changed you internally, externally. Tell us what you mean.
Being in Hollywood got me connected to life outside of the four walls of church. It got me connected to friends that don't believe. I've never had friends, like a group of friends in my life who are non-believers. That's how sheltered I was. Not intentionally, but that's just my world. I'm a preacher's kid, Christian singer. That was my world. And I learned how to communicate my faith outside of the four walls, which is something I should have learned a long time ago.
Sure.
But it's done that, and it's made me dream bigger and reach broader than where
so
I was reaching
before. So it strengthened your faith.
Yeah, it strengthened my faith.
Because sometimes that's a challenge for Christians to go into that kind of setting and that atmosphere to
very
hang on
so.
To God.
Yeah, very much so, unless your dad's Tony Evans. And you're on the phone with him all the time. Yeah. So, yeah, we had lots of phone calls and lots of... Yeah, it's still hard, but you know.
Yeah, I got a little monitoring mechanism in work.
Exactly.
And there's no question you're a lot of praying.
Yeah.
Because Mom and Dad do, and all of us do, because we love your family. And, okay, how do they respond? Fun to somebody like you. I mean, you got to be weird.
Very weird. Very weird. One of the first experiences I had was I was on Christina Aguilera's team, and she had us over for dinner on one of the first nights we were back in Hollywood. And she sat down and was like, okay, just like this. Like, okay, so you're a preacher's kid and you're a worship leader. Like, explain that to me. What is this worship leading thing? And I remember starting to talk and watch her face. Her face was like, What are you talking about? Because I was doing Christianese because that's just how I do.
Yeah.
And then for a minute, I just thought, she's got to think I'm the weirdest person alive. You know what I mean? Because her face was like, you're crazy.
Well, you know, did you think about standing up and beginning to sing like you are really a worshiper?
Right, exactly.
I think it would have got our attention. I know, though, you're making headway. I mean, don't you find that when they find somebody that's for real, mm-hmm. somehow they give you give you some kind of a, let's say, a platform and attention?
Yeah, it's been connecting on an authentic, real-life level. That's why the record's called Real Life, Real Worship. I sat down with Jewel and Christina at another time, and Jewel said to me, she was my advisor on the show, she said, I understand that you're a preacher's kid and you're a worship leader, but that's the tip of the iceberg. There are things underneath the surface about you that I will connect with, and I need to know what's underneath the surface. I need to know, as a human being, what do you experience? Mm-hmm. And Jewel challenged me to write about my real life experiences, and it's always gonna be through the filter of my faith because that's who I am. So mm-hmm. you'll see,
exactly.
you will get an experience of me, and mm-hmm. That conversation with Jewel and Christina challenged me to step outside of my box to talk about my real life. And that is what has connected me to my friends in Los Angeles who have said, so never ask me to go to church. I'm not going to do that thing. And all of them have been to church with me at some point now just because of our connection.
Sure.
Because we're just connecting on a life level. They want to know what makes me tick.
You showed them respect. Mm-hmm. In other words, you didn't say, well, I live in a different world. I'm above all of this. Holy.
No.
And that makes God and them want to go,
completely.
It makes God sick, too. Okay, so you respected them. Mm-hmm. Now they're respecting you. And
100%.
They're listening. And did they actually inspire some of this real life, real worship?
Yeah. Most of the record, sonically, what you hear on the record is 100% inspired by my friends and my experience in Los Angeles. And then subject matter-wise, half of the record is out of conversations I've had with my friends.
And Dr. and Mrs. Evans know that Christina and Jewel had something to do with this?
Yes, they do.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. I know. Oh, no. But there's been so many positive things that I've been able to take out of this experience. It really has taught me so much, and I've been challenged by non-believers who are investing in me because now they love me as a person. And this record has come about. The things we've worked on, some videos this week where people are going over the top. These people I've met through The Voice and helping me with these videos, and they're helping me get the gospel message out. They don't even believe the message, but they believe in me, and they're helping me get message out in a bigger way than I ever
and
had.
That's
in
what
my
love
life.
Does. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, love tears down walls. Mm-hmm. We've got to learn that. Really and truly, the church is so encased under this cover of church houses and a church persona that we don't pierce the darkness. He's trying to pierce the darkness. Don't you appreciate what Tony's doing and what God's doing in Tony? I do. I mean, Anthony's got something going. Now, you know, your sister was here, and she's a preacher's kid, too. Tony, your kids have got issues. But you know what she said? She said, I got relationship issues. Now, you got any relationship issues?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Do we have time for all that?
Yeah. brief time, because we want you to sing.
Yeah. For sure. That's a whole nother thing. But growing up, I had a lot of pressure on me, not from my parents, just my environment. It created a pressure to perform.
Sure.
And so I never, long story short, is I couldn't understand the concept of acceptance without performance. So I get worn out. Yeah, I get worn out in relationships where people are really trying to love on me. I keep performing, and then eventually I get worn out, and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. And that's been the case in friendships. That's been the case in relationships. That's why this finger still has nothing on it, because I really have some issues. But anyway, but that's part of my real life experience. It's been actually getting into all that stuff. My parents didn't know until way later in life. I was 26, I think, and I sat down with them and explained this whole thing to me. And my dad, I heard his footsteps coming down to the room I was staying in because I wasn't living with them at that point. I was grown. Mm. And he apologized because he had no idea that I felt that
sure.
thing that happens in church culture mm-hmm. To perform, you know, that performance thing.
There you go. Well, your dad, in my opinion, is teachable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're one of my heroes, Tony. You know that. I love you, Lois. I love y'all beyond words. You know that. I'm your servant. I always will be. And I'm yours. You, in one of these relationship situations, I think it led to one of the songs that you might want to sing mm-hmm. for us tonight to set it up for me.
The song I'm going to sing tonight is called Somebody to Call Home. And the dynamic is I've worked really hard on this is a real life stuff. This is not necessarily your typical Anthony worship song, but it is a song about my heart. And I've worked hard on my career for years and almost forsaken the relationship side of my life and used work and worship leading almost as a cover for not for my issues and not wanting to pursue relationship. Mm. So this song is me finally admitting, outside of just myself in my room in my journal, it's me admitting that I'm ready for somebody to call home. Mm. I'm traveling all the time, but there's just your dynamic. Y'all travel a lot, but you or you're somebody to call home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It may not necessarily always be a place.
And it's a miracle we needed.
Yeah.
We needed that relationship. Mm-hmm. So I'm hearing your heart.
Yeah.
And let me just tell you this. I bear witness with it, and I'm one with you in agreeing with you. And already while I'm sitting here, I'm praying with you. Because everybody, and you may not know this, but Betty and I sitting here, I mean, you say, I wish I had somebody to love and to love me. Well, I do too. And I care. And you got to know there's somebody that cares more who can actually be involved in the situation, and that's God. Mm. He in way up there, untouchable. He's the most touchable force in the universe. And he wants to help you. So just know that. So as you listen to Anthony and then listen to the song that his journey inspired, God wants you, and already we and all of you here praying for Anthony, but we're praying for you, and there are people here in the studio say, me too, me too. I want that relationship. I want somebody in some place to call home. So, Father, I pray for every person right now that's saying that, and I'm asking you to lead them to invite you into their setting, their situation, their journey, their challenge, their dilemma, their hope, their hurt, to get you right in the middle of it. In Jesus' name. Do it, Lord. Now, invite him to. Y'all want to hear Anthony sing this song that he's been inspired to write? Okay, do it.
Okay.
Go for it, buddy. Okay.
someone I can turn to, someone I can lean on, whether I'm with them or whether I'm gone. I want to go, I'm ready to go. Somebody help, somebody help.
How did he not win The Voice and get to go back and win it again? Dear God. Thanks. Dear Lord, you did good.
Beautiful.
I'm telling you, and I'm going to say this, we'll send you this CD if you'll just help us give a cup of water in Jesus' name, literally. I'm really praying for you, buddy, because that's a prayer you sang. And it's a hope. And I'm telling you now, because I was over here leaning over on somebody to come home too. And I know I'm not dumb, buddy. I'm blessed. You say you don't even know how blessed you are, man. Yes, I do. Father, for everyone who's saying, I want that, please, God, and I know I started here. I did come home to you as a boy without a home, and I meant it. I put you first. I want you to be first. And you really got involved in my journey. And God, I'm praying for everybody out here who wants that home that Anthony's singing about, that they'll start with one, you're first, God, but then you get involved, God, and let them have that heart's desire. Because they delight in you, in Jesus' name. Anthony, I don't know who's going to screen all the emails you're going to get. When they heard that song all over the world. But they're coming from down under. I can't. They're coming from Canada. They're coming from everywhere. They're coming from the mission fields of Africa. Am I going to have to screen them all?
No, I didn't. A pastor asked me to sing that song at a church a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And after I finished, he was like, you want me to do an altar call right now? You want me to get, you know? I was like, no way. You know, so.
Yeah, no, just. Now, what are you coming for, honey? I want everybody to have that, and I know you want everybody to start with a relationship with God.
Absolutely. The next song on the record after Somebody to Call Home is called Ask, and it's Matthew 7:7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek. So it's my real life emotions, but tied into my real worship experience, because that's where that kind of song leads me to asking.
Amen. You know. Well, I'm praying for you and praying for you, and just say thanks to Anthony again. You're blessing to us and the whole family. We love you, Tony, Lawrence, Priscilla, all of you. Now, do what I know it's in your heart to do. Let's give a cup of water. I want you to watch closely. You will be moved, but be moved to more than tears or concern. Be moved to action. Compassion is action expressed. Watch closely.
Having the chance to sit around the edge of the water with Jennifer, and you know, she's young, so there's not a whole lot that she understands in life yet. But the one thing she understands is that this source of water is making her sick. When you keep coming into different places and seeing something as simple as water and knowing But there's nothing she's done to deserve something like this, this kind of backdrop in her life. This is her only choice, is to come to these water sources every day and drink from them. The water's contaminated. It's filled with parasites and disease. And I think it grips me at the thought of drinking water like that, putting that into their tiny little bodies. But there is hope. We know how to come into these places that are out in the middle of nowhere and drill them a water well that will produce life-giving water. Wouldn't that be incredible? Something so wonderful, like water. When you drink it every day, Jennifer, you know that it'll give life to your little body. It'll make you well. That's my hope and that's my prayer, is that you would somehow catch the vision that we have and want to partner with us in that. So this is our opportunity to make a difference in the life of Jennifer and hundreds of other people in this village who have nothing.
Wow. I hear Jesus and Tammy and Betty. That little girl represents millions of people that need water, and we've been able to get, us together, millions of people water by taking it one village at a time, like she was talking about.
You know, James, I'm glad that Tammy told us what the little girl's name was, Jennifer. All these children, they're so precious. They all have names. God loves each and every one of them. And that precious little Jennifer even knew what was causing her pain. But there's nothing she could do about it. But there is something we can do about it. We can stop that pain just simply by joining together and drilling the water wells. Let's give them the clean, pure water to put into their precious little bodies that God created.
Well, you know, I was watching you on the monitor while you were talking, Betty, and I remember Betty coming home from staying with our daughter, Robin, when she was so sick and she had such a wound that wouldn't heal. And she kept saying, I want to make it well. I wish I could do something. And it didn't happen, but she's fine. But that little girl, her little stomach, and that's where Robin, our daughter, was hurt so bad. We got a perfect cure. Do you understand what I'm saying? Perfect. It's just what we take for granted. It's clean water. So would you please, please, please provide the cure for that little girl, her family, children like that. So simple. I know we can't meet every need. I wish we could. God can, through us, touch every need. Do what no government can do. We do it. So would you please dial the number, take your bank card, use it like a check. That's how you always want to use them. Or go online, lifetoday.org, and use that card like a check and make the gift. If you write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us you're making it. Please do it right now. Please. We have the cure. We have it in our hand and in our heart. Just dial the number. Make the love gift God puts on your heart. Thank you for doing it.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice: drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, you'll receive the brand new Free to Be Me 40-day devotional where Betty shares the challenges, victories, and insights God gave her while struggling through fear and insecurity. You'll also receive Betty's book, Free to Be Me. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request Life's Inspirational Coffee Mug Set, featuring encouraging quotes and scripture to brighten your mornings for years to come. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request this beautifully framed canvas print of the Forest Chapel by the Painter of Light, Thomas Kincaid. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Well, you know, here's a little girl getting a drink. Betty just said, I can't help her. I can't help her do it. And the reason Betty says that is she knows she's seen the river where it comes from. We've seen the animals and the animal waste, and we know it's contaminated. How are you going to tell a thirsty child they can't have water? When their mother brought them the water, Mom brought them this water. Mom had no idea she might be bringing this child disease or sickness.
This is the kind of water they're drinking, the only water that they have to fill their thirst. But as they're filling their thirst, they're putting disease into their little bodies. We don't need that to happen. We can make a difference in that. If you'll just join with us and let's give these children some clean, safe water. Will you please go to the phone right now? We need to begin drilling these water wells to help these children. We must not delay. We need your help now. Please go to the phone.
I believe with all my heart you're going to help all you can. If you'd like to have Anthony Evans' Real Life, Real Worship, we'll be glad to send it to you to say thank you, along with the other gifts, to inspire you and bless you. You never give to get from us something we offer. I know that. You give to bless. Well, we give to bless you because we love you. And Anthony wants to bless you, and we'll be glad to send you this. Let's all together say thanks to God and thanks to Anthony for the wonderful gift. Thank bless you, buddy.
Thank
I love you, man.
You. Thank
love you.
You.
Man, you did good.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yay, thanks.
Wow. Thank you for watching. Tell your friends to watch Life Today, man. They ain't living if they're not watching Life Today.
Tomorrow, in 1994, George Dennehy nearly died in a Romanian orphanage because he was born without arms. Now, he shares God's love through music. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.